This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim. Tonight we're learning Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that somebody who says to his friend, let's see if we could find the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha'imer l'chaveroi koinam l'beizcha sh'ani nichna. Someone who says to his friend, I aser your house that I'm going to enter, v'sadcha sh'ani l'kecher, your field that I'm going to buy. Meis, if he dies, o shemachar l'achar, he sells it to someone else. Mutter, you could go into the house. Koinam b'yizah sh'ani nichna. I aser this house, not your house, this house. Sadazu sh'ani l'kecher, this field that I'm buying. Meis, if he died, o shemachar l'achar, aser. It is usher. Now, it's interesting, the Ran on the Mishnah is found here on this page. So let's learn the Ran on the Mishnah. It's about seven lines from where the wide lines begin, and then we'll see the Gemara. Ha'im el chaveru koinum lebeischa shani nichnas, koloimar lema shani nichnas by, to that which I'm going into. Sadcha shani lekech, your field that I'm buying, koloimar imekachana. If I buy it, meisay machan la'achar mutter. The beischa amar. He said your house. V'hashtala beisahu. Now it's not his house. V'adin dinasan la'achar nami shari. Also, if he gave it to someone else, also would be permitted. Elohochi nokat machran. Why does it say dafka that he sold it? Lashma inan. The dafka machran la'achar. It's only if he sold it to someone else. Aval amar beischa. Sha'ani nichnas u'machroi loy aser. The guy says, your house that I'm going to enter, and then he sold it to him, it's aser. So in other words, if somebody says, koinim lebezcha sha'ani nichnas, if you sell it to me, I can't go into it. If you sell it to someone else, I could go into it. That's why I picked the case of machran. That's only la'acher. Koinam lebayis ze shani nichnas v'sada ze shani lekech meisar mach l'acher aser. Dikivan debayis ze ka'amar. Since he said this house, shavia ilave chaticha di sura. He made the house like a piece of iser. Hilkach afilu machroi la'acher aser. Therefore, even if you sold it to someone else, it's aser. V'hava yoidea. Because he knows the chihechi debayis ze. Chamar mi beischa le'inyan machar la'acher. Hachanami beischa chamar mi bayezeh le'inyan nefila. The Ran says you should know that just like bayezeh is chamar than your house regarding selling it to someone else, that if you sell it to someone else, if I say your house, I'm allowed to have it. I'm allowed to go into it. If I say this house, I'm not allowed to go into it. Hachinami here also, beischa chamor mi bayezeh. Your house is more chamor than this house. Regarding what? Your house is more chamor than this house regarding if it falls down. The amra beischa shani nechnas v'nafal ubanoi aser likanesvay. If I say your house that I'm going to enter, meaning bayezeh is more chamer than your house regarding machran la'acher. Your house is more chamer than this house legabi falling down, meaning they each have a chumra. Even though normally this house is more chamer than your house is more chamer than this house regarding if it falls down. Because if I say your house and it falls, it's still aser. Because it's still your house, the choshu beis chamashma. The amar bayis zeh, but if you say this house, the nafal, and it falls down, afal pi shechazer benoi, even though you build it up, mutter bay, because it's not this house anymore. The kivin the nafal, azda, it left. The amar beis chazeh, if you say this house, mishem zeh ata toivsoi, bein lechumra de mechira, bein lekula de nafila. Zeh would take on lechumra of selling it, that it's usher, but the kula of falling, that it's not this house anymore. Okay, so now we have a general question. We have a very important question. This is a question we dealt with on Daf Membeis. Could you usher something on your friend I know I could answer my house on my friend. I could answer your house on me. I could answer someone else's house on me. I can't answer someone else's house on you. But could I answer someone else's house on you if at the time I answered it, it was mine, and then it's not mine anymore? Says the Gemara, Ha'imer l'chaver, when it says to his friend, let's say, Koinam beischa shani nechnas, or sadcha shani lakeach. So we say if the guy is mace or machar l'achar, so then it's not your field anymore, and it's mutter. But if you say zeh, then it's still aser. Boyavimi. Koinam lebaye zeh shani nechnas. Vayaser, this house, meaning, koinam lebaye zeh sha'ata nechnas. I asked her, this house that you're entering. And then, meisai shemachal achar. And then the guy dies, or he sells it to someone else. So, he has no right anymore to ask her the house. Mahu, what's halacha? Do we say, adam oisar davar sheber shusai, l'chsheyetze mershusai oilai? Could a person ask her something that's in his domain for a later time when it's no longer in his domain? Is that possible? Could you do that? Amar Rava, so Rava said, Tashma, come and hear her. Ha'oimer levnai, one who says to his son, Koinam shi atan enesli, I ask her that you can't get hana from me. Umeis, and the guy dies, Yirashena, the son, could inherit him. Because remember we learned that once the guy dies, he's not being nene from him anymore. Because I'm not giving it to you. The guy died, and now you're just inheriting it. So if you say, someone who says to his son, I ask her that you can't get hana from me, and then he dies, Yirashenu, the son inherits him. B'chayav uv'maysai. But if you say, in his life and in his death, if you say, B'chayav uv'maysai, if you say, I'm asking you to get hana from me while I'm alive, and when I die, umeis, and then the guy dies, lo yirashenu, the son doesn't inherit him. Well, see, it doesn't mean he doesn't actually inherit him, because you can't be masna mashikasa b'tayra. It means he's not nene. So what do we see? That means I could ask her something when it's in my rishus for a time that it's no longer in my rishus, because once the guy dies, it's not in his rishus anymore. Okay. That's the shaila. So shma mina adam oisar davar sheber shusai l'chsheyatza mer shusai shma mina. So we learn from here that a person can ask for something in his rishus for a time that it's not in his rishus anymore. Okay. Let's see the Ran. Boi avimi koinam labai zesh ata nechnas. If I ask her this house that you're entering, meis oy machal acher mahu. That's the case. I asked this house that you're entering, and then the guy dies and he sells it to someone else. If he said his house, right? He didn't say Basi, if I said my house, okay, then it's not his house anymore. He said Bayezeh. So then, if he's saying Bayezeh, he wants that the Isser should continue even after he goes. The only thing is, it's not in his domain anymore that he should be able to do that. Boi avimi koinam lebayezeh sha'ata nechnas meis oimach la'acher mahu. Kolaymar, dinehi da'amrinan b'mas nisin. Granted, we say in the Mishnah, if I say this house is usher to you, this is very important. If I say this house let's look back in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, if you say, Bayezeh, Sha'ani Nichnas, if I say this house that I'm entering should be usher to me, then it's usher even after the owner dies. Right? Kalaima. Then he darmin masis darm baiza should be usher to me. Machar la achar usher. That's hani mili ba usher al atzmai. That's when you usher on yourself. The matzi usher anavshe baiza bain shehe shaloi oishim kren al achar. Think very carefully. I could usher this house that doesn't belong to me, whether it's this house or if it's sold to someone else, because I'm placing an isser on me. So whether it's here, whether you own it, or if the owner died, either in whatever state it's in, I could usher this house on me. So it doesn't make a difference whether you die in middle, it's still this house. In both states of ownership, I could make an isser. Aval achavre, but to usher my friend, it's true, bayis is mashma always, but I don't always have the ability to create the iser. Nehi de bayis el oila mashma k'nemu chachmas nisan miu loy kol himno ila asray. You don't have the capacity to aser lechshe yatsa mirshusa when it leaves your rishus. I could always aser someone else's thing on me. I can't always aser something on someone else. I can only answer something in my rishus on someone else. Dahavali nichse chavera chavera. I can't answer my friend's possession on my friend. So that's the question. If I'm answering this house on you, but it's not my house anymore, so it's true, zeh is mashma, I would like to answer it always, but I don't have the capacity. V'adin demi boile. The same question would be, b'mefarish baye zeh sha'ata nichnas. The same question would be, if I enunciate this house that you're entering, afilu la'achar sheyatzim reshusa, even after it leaves my reshus, even if he explicitly said that I want it to be usher to you after it leaves my reshus, it doesn't matter that he didn't say explicitly that he wants to usher it even when it leaves his reshus. It's irrelevant that he just said bayezeh, which is mashma that he wants to aser it when he leaves his rishus. Even if he said explicitly that he wants to aser it when he leaves his rishus. The efshar deloy mahani deiu loy mistapik belishna. We have even one where there's no suffik in his lashon. The vade pshitalei dezeh la'oila mashma. It's because zeh is for sure mashma forever. The question is not what did the guy mean. The question is, can he do it? Even if he wants to do it, is he able to do it? Do we say, well, now the possession is in his rishus, so maybe he could continue the yisr always? Or no? Since afterwards it will leave his rishus. Or do we say, well, since he's asering it now, he could ask it for a later time? Therefore, Rava brings Tashma midetnan bechayav uvamoisai mace lo yirashena da alma. What do we see? Ki parish when he is explicit matzila meisar afila achashiyatz mershusai. Don't say, well, there he enunciated and he articulated. Okay, it's the question is not, do we think he means that it should be usher even later? No, we know he means even later. Even if he would say it, we would still have the same shaila. Since when he is articulated, it's pashat dezek mafarish dami. Because this is like he enunciated. The Mishnah is also mashma this way. Okay, so that's the first little shtickle that we're doing tonight. By the way, today's learning should be Le'ilo Nishmas, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yeshua, Mr. Gene Mesh, who I had this chus to meet, and in his memory, the book Tzipis Yeshua is dedicated. Today is his yahrzeit. Okay, we're continuing further on in the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. Koinam Perois Ha'elu Elai. if somebody made a neder and said, I ask her these fruits on me, koinam hein alpi, they are usur to my mouth, koinam hein lifi, so the koinam hein alpi, they're usur upon my mouth, koinam hein lifi, they're usur to my mouth, usur b'chilufein uv'gidulehen. So if I say these fruits are usur to me, they're usur even if I exchange the fruits for other items, those other items are usur to me. Or if I plant the seeds in these fruits, the seeds in the fruits are usur. Now, let's see the Ran. The Ran says, Tanan Hasam, Lekamon. That's the Shaila. No, that first the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Tanan Hasam Lakaman Perka Nodim and Ayarak, Koinam Pirosa Elo Alai, Koinam Hin Alpi, Koinam Him Lifi, Asab Khilufain Ugideum, Kalemar Koshamar Echad Mishonis Halalu, Khilufain Uvgidel Bakhlal. What you exchange it for and what you grow from it is Asar. So if you make a Koinam, then what you exchange it for or what you grow from it is usur. So the million-dollar question is like this. Boi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had the following shaila. Amar koinam peroi se'elu al ploini mahu b'chilufan. Let's say I'm usuring these fruits on ploini. Now I can usur my fruits on ploini. We just had a shaila if you say these. Does it continue for later, even when they're not in your rishus? And the answer was yes. You could asur your fruits for a later time, even when they're not in your rishus. So do we say that just like I could asur something when it's not in my rishus, can I also asur something that's enoi ba'olam? We know that normally you can't asur something that's not in the world. But in this case, let's take a look. Amar koinim peros el pliny ma'u b'chilufein. If I asked these fruits to pliny, could pliny exchange them for something else? Mi amrina, do we say as follows? Gabe delay regarding him. You know why I can answer on myself? Not only these fruits, but whatever these fruits are exchanged for. Because hova adam oiser peres chaver al atzmei. Since I can answer your fruits on me, what do you mean? I don't own them. I have no shlita over them. How can I answer these fruits on me? Well, I could create an iser of these fruits on me. Adam oiser davar shloi baloilam al atzmei. I can answer something that hasn't come into the world upon me. Since I can answer something I don't own on me, I can answer your fruits on me. I don't own your fruits, but I could answer them on me. I could answer Davar Shaloi Baloilam, namely Chilufehen, what these fruits, if I exchange them for something. In other words, I don't even have them yet. Whatever the what these fruits have been exchanged for, have that exchange has not taken place. So but just like I can answer your stuff on me, so too I can answer davar shalav b'la'olam. Now, see, the Gemara doesn't have a shaila whether I can answer what grows from the fruits on you, the gidulein, that if you plant the seeds of the fruits, the same way I could answer my fruits on you, I could definitely answer what grows from the fruits on you, because the what grows from the fruit, the seeds are part of the actual fruit. But now the shaila is, could I ask her what the fruit is exchanged for? Maybe I could only ask her chilufein for me because I could ask her your fruits on me. So I could also ask her davar shaloi b'la'olam on me. But gabe chaveroi, but my friend, ho ve'in adam oiser peres chaver al chaver, I can't ask her my friend's fruits on you. Ein adam oiser davar shaloi b'la'olam al chaveroi. I cannot aser something that did not come into the world on you. I can't aser someone else's fruits on you, so I can't aser my fruits, what's going to be exchanged for my fruits on you. I can only aser what's going to be exchanged for fruits on me, because I can aser my friend's fruits on me. But since I can't aser my friend's fruits on you, maybe I can't aser what davar shalai bala oilam on you. Or, aydilma, maybe mishum dechilufin kegedulim dami. Maybe what fruits are exchanged for is the same as what grows on the fruits. Laishnahu, laishna chaveroi. There's no difference whether it's me or my friend. The same way I could aser my gidulin, the gidulin of fruits on you, I could aser the chilufin on you. Just like I could aser the chilufin on me, I could aser on you. Just like I could aser what the gidulin, maybe there's no difference between gidulin and chilufin. There's no difference between if you plant it or what it's exchanged for. That's the Gemara, that's the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. Okay, Rabbi said, we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up. We'll see when. Right now, Tuesday, but Tuesday night is the Chavetz Chaim's yard site, and there's some brewing. We'll see if there's a... what's going on Tuesday night. Chav Dalet Elo. Okay, have a great night. Thank you for coming here, Yudash Gayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.